Hello, friends, and welcome. I'm Carrie Kreisman, author of the memoir Accidental First Lady, memoir instructor, and someone who believes that every person has a story worth telling. Today, I'd like to talk about something that has been sitting with me this week. I recently read about a major literary festival in Chicago that is scheduled to take place during Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and that is one of the holiest days on the Jewish calendar. For many Jewish authors, readers, and publishers, attending simply won't be possible. What struck me, though, wasn't just the scheduling conflict, it was that this isn't the first time it's happened. Now, I'm not Jewish, but my husband is, and our children are. And for more than 30 years, Judaism has been woven into the fabric of our family life. I've celebrated holidays that I didn't grow up celebrating. I've learned traditions that weren't part of my own childhood. And over the years, I've come to appreciate something that extends far beyond one religion. And it's that everyone wants to know they were considered, not accommodated after the fact, not squeezed in once someone notices the oversight, but considered from the very beginning. And that got me thinking, not just about literary festivals, but about storytelling itself. You know, I spend a lot of my days encouraging people to write their memoir. And one of the biggest objections that I hear is, my story isn't important enough. I hear it repeatedly. I hear things like, my life wasn't exciting. Nothing extraordinary happened. Who would want to read about me? My answer is always the same. Your story matters because your perspective matters. No one else has lived your life. No one else has experienced your childhood, your heartbreaks, your victories, your family traditions, your fears, your faith, your neighborhood, your career, or your relationships exactly the way you have. The details may overlap with someone else's, but your perspective never does. And that is the gift of memoir. It is not just about recording events. It's about preserving a way of seeing the world. And that's why this literary festival story stayed with me. Because the issue isn't only about one event. It's about the much bigger question of who do we remember when we create spaces for stories? And who do we unintentionally forget? Sometimes we think exclusion only happens when someone deliberately closes a door. But often, it happens much more quietly. It happens because no one stopped to ask, who else should we be thinking about? And I think that is true in publishing. It's true in our communities. It's true around our dinner tables. And it's true in our reading lives. If you looked at the books on your bedside table today or on your TBR list, what would they say about the perspectives that you're willing to hear? Do all the authors come from backgrounds like yours? Or do they introduce you to lives you may have never imagined? One of the reasons that I love reading memoirs is because it allows me to borrow someone else's eyes for a little while. I've learned from others whose journeys looked nothing like mine. I've learned from immigrants, military spouses, teachers, pastors, activists, musicians, and parents. I've connected with people through their words whose lives couldn't be more different than my own. And that is the miracle of stories. And the books that contain them build bridges long before we ever meet one another. And that's why I feel so strongly about encouraging people to tell their stories. Most memoirs will not become bestsellers, but that is not the point. Every honest story from one person's unique perspective has the potential to change someone's understanding. The power of one reader, one conversation, one heartfelt experience shared creates community, empathy, and understanding. And as a memoir coach, people also often ask me, what makes a story worth telling? And they're expecting me to reply with snippets about dramatic events like politics, travel, overcoming illness, famous people, or big adventures. And sometimes those things matter. Sometimes they are the story. But more often than not, what makes a memoir unforgettable isn't what happened. It's how someone experienced what happened. It's the experience of learning about someone's world through their lens, their humanity, their vulnerability. So readers will remember your story, not because they lived a similar experience, but because they recognize something of themselves inside your story. And that works both ways. When we read memoir, we are invited into someone else's experience. For a few hundred pages, we get to practice empathy. We get to say, I've never lived this, but now I understand it a little better. And I think our world could use more curiosity, listening, and asking of questions before making assumptions. It's important to make room for voices that haven't always been centered, whether those voices belong to someone of a different faith, race, generation, political belief, or simply someone whose life unfolded differently than ours. Stories remind us that human beings are wonderfully complex. No single perspective tells the whole truth. It takes all of us. And so perhaps the invitation that I want to leave with you today is to read a memoir this month by someone whose life looks different from your own. Listen a little longer when someone shares their story. Ask another question of someone before deciding that you already have it figured out and understand everything they're going to say. And if you've been carrying around the idea that your own story isn't worth telling, I urge you to reconsider, because someone out there has never lived your life. Someone needs your perspective. Someone needs to know they're not alone. And every time another authentic voice joins the conversation, our understanding of one another grows just a little wider. And that's a story worth making room for. So thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, remember this: your life matters, your perspective matters, and the stories we make room for today shape the world we'll understand tomorrow.